right. Good morning, Medford, Somerville, Brown and Brew, etc. Tufts University. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Charlie with All That Radio. Jake's here. Jake just got back into the station. Thanks, Jake.
And it's me, Jake, with All the Time Radio. We're all up in here, all
the time.
We never leave.
Same.
It's not my place to leave this room.
That's right. Dang straight. Okay, let's get things started with some music here. You know, we've recently been, you know, kind of evaluating our mission statement here on the show. You know, it's time to reapply for a slot at WMFO. And, you know, the classic thing that we say is, you know, we're an eclectic mix of talk, comedy, music, and fun.
That's the first time we've ever said that.
I think that might be like the fourth time I've said that on air. And it's not original. I actually looked through the other responses for, like, you know, show titles.
Yep.
And another one started with an eclectic mix.
An eclectic
mix. So, like, you know, not very original for freeform radio, but, you know, keeping it freeform with our on-air broadcasts, not our show descriptions.
Not our show descriptions.
Our show descriptions are decidedly bland.
We are radio hosts.
Yeah, we'll be brainstorming some new show descriptions.
I am a real radio boy.
So keep it posted. Keep it toasty in here. Pillsbury Toaster Strudels.
Toaster time.
Okay. Yeah, let's play some music. Ooh. And here's some not necessarily new music from you know who. Bye. Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. And you know, due to some technical difficulties, we have decided to can the playing of that song. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, you will realize that this is becoming somewhat of a theme. And, you know, no thanks at all to Zach Graziano, who is our DJ, he's a nothingman. He's a nice guy, but he will sometimes decide to not show up on the show on very short notice, and he's usually the one who has all the music.
I don't even have my laptop here today.
Okay.
I don't even laptop computer.
I luckily foresaw this happening. Jake, you know, tried to play it on his Samsung Galaxy A5 straight from Hong Kong, and which he purchased in Hong Kong, and it's just not up to snuff.
It's just
right
not
now.
Happening.
So we're going to...
I couldn't play Beyonce.
Yeah, sorry, Beyonce. But she was okay at the Super Bowl, I guess.
That song is the best thing that she's released in years.
Wow.
That song is very good. I found myself playing that song after the Super Bowl multiple times when I was alone in my room. And that's never something I do with a Beyonce song. So,
wow,
good job, Beyonce.
Okay. Well, anyways, great music reviews. Poor job playing music. So we're gonna play a recent release by Tufts band. And you know, if you guys are listening, you know, call in because you know. Famous, but this is a song and it's good. So, see you in 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
Ooh.
You been pouring my drinks.
Don't think it's running out.
Try to spread my wings.
All you do is bring me down.
Baby, take a seat.
Why tell you about yourself?
Should've told you you can't get this. Guess I never told you. Na 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 na. Guess I never. she's so special. Oh, she's so ambitious. Should've told you you can't hit it, 'cause guess I never told you. Na 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 na. Guess I never told you. Na 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 na. Guess I never told you.
Nice.
Hi.
That's yeah. You know, a friend from the good old Tufts Whistling Collective days, Jackson Clausen's band. So, you know, it's pretty standard that people, you know, come out of Tufts Whistling Collective, you know, with a lot more musical skills. I think he really blossomed, you know, in his time at the TWC.
In our care.
You know, under my direction. And you know, now obviously he's got, you know, a really nice album produced and it's, you know, it's, you can listen to it anywhere. American Symphony of Soul, Swept Up.
American Symphony of Soul.
And they'll be at the Middle East at some point. So come give them a listen. If you're listening right now and you want to get in on this great times, you know, where we are moderately incompetent and kind of bad at doing this.
Right.
You know, even though we've been doing it for five semesters now. You can call in WMFO listener line 617-627-3800. We'd be happy to chat if we know how to answer the phones. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know how. Shh, don't tell. All right. Jake has given me an idea for a song here, and we're gonna be able to play it. And I'm excited about, you know, from a technical perspective, that, you know, we can actually make sound come out of this radio station. And you know, fingers crossed, obviously. Jake, do you have anything, any sort of hints, any sort of you know, thoughts about this song before we give it a play?
And this is with really hard air quotes around each word. It's spooky.
Okay, so if you didn't see that, yeah, he just kind of really hunched in and did the air quotes hard. You know, pet peeve of mine is you. It's just you. Jokes.
Anytime.
But when people say quote unquote and then they say something,
yeah, quote,
you know,
unquote,
like, clearly the word's not inside the quotes.
Okay, well, but, like,
you know, this is
there's
I'll be putting this on my new comedy album. It's called Charlie Slick Observations. You can check it out at Charlie Meyer Stand-Up Comedy is Great dot Stand-Up Comedy. Did you know that dot boo is a top level domain that you can buy?
B-U?
No, B-O-O.
Dot boo.
Dot boo. And on the Wikipedia page for top level domains, it says, you know, dot boo is reserved for ghosts and spooky things. So I should really snatch up a few hundred of those domains and kind of, you know, buy DonaldTrump.boo and redirect it to Jeb Bush's site or something. Topical.
I feel like there are just, like, a lot of, like, things that have to do with the internet that were just, like, created in, like, the early 1990s as jokes between, like, engineers who had, like very, like, bland senses of humor. Just, like...
I want to spend like 11 minutes reading a technical specification for a coffee machine internet protocol, for like brewing coffee over the internet. But it was just full of puns. Like, I don't think it actually was a thing, but like they made it in the style of like HTTP or something. It was like that. I'll have to look it up. But in the meantime, we're going to play some more music, and you're listening to WMFO at Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
No, you're not.
Was you know, another collective, interestingly enough. You know, we were talking about Tufts Whistling Collective, and that was Animal Collective with Something about summertime.
Something about summer shine, summer wine, fine and dine, feeling fine.
Ayo. Good rhymes. You know, that's another. Maybe we should add that into our
comedy routine.
Comedy. So you know, talk comedy, music. You know, improvised slam poetry.
Every 15 minutes, we have to say summer wine, feeling fine, dining.
No, you rhymed fine with fine.
I said summer wine, feeling fine, wine and dine.
Feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
That's not...
Summertime, nope, just... wine and dine, feeling fine.
It's not a good rhyme.
It's also like I don't know how to sell you Celsius. You see, I got my phone in Celsius right now because I don't know.
You don't know how to change it.
Well,
Fahrenheit.
No, I know how to change it. I've had it in Fahrenheit before, but I'm Canada and this phone was made in Hong Kong, so I think I'm gonna just keep it that way. It's -5 degrees Celsius.
You're a mess
right now.
You're a mess. Yeah, it's about time for a traffic report. So why don't we just see what's going on out there in the intersection, because people listening to the show, Yeah, if they are listening on the broadcast radio, they could be very close.
There's a big blue cement truck right.
Ooh, cement truck! There. That's exciting. I like that.
You come on down to this intersection right now. You do it. You come on down right because there's a sight to be seen. There's a sight to behold.
I want to take a look at that truck.
I know I do. I mean, if I wasn't busy at work here at the radio, I'd come on down and feast my eyes on that big old blue machine. You know what I mean? it's got numbers on the front. It says 1815.
Nice.
That's the year of the Council of Vienna. Very important if you study history. Maybe like history majors and truck enthusiasts can come together down at the corner down here, and
that's what freeform radio is all about.
Yeah, that's just really what
bringing together disparate groups of truck enthusiasts and history majors.
You know, we bring them together and we let them. And there it goes.
Oh, I just got a quick peek. It was spinning. It was spinning the cement.
It was spinning around.
You don't see that every day.
It's great to see the machines that drive our great economy and make us better every day. Keep us driving.
Make America cement again.
Make America, fill America with concrete again.
Concrete's pretty cool.
Our infrastructure is crumbling. We need to re-up that highway system if we want to commit to a car-based transport economy.
Nice.
Otherwise, just get out the trains. You know what I'm saying?
Chugga chugga choo choo. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's some more music. Name of don't care.
Diver.
Same. Okay. Ready, set, go.
Jump shot.
was fine. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Mystery.
All right. So, you know, a couple shout outs here. Shout out to Rosie Quinn, who is, you know, avid listener. Shout out to my mom, who is probably listening. Shout out to our dog, Nikki the dog. She had an eye injury this week, but she's recovering speedily, and she's doing fine.
What happened to her?
She hit her eye in the I think she was probably scrambling some eggs up for herself or something, and then accidentally smashed one in her eye.
Smacked it on the cornea.
She really just took her dog hand. She took her dog hand and just accidentally got smacked in the face with an egg. That's not what happened.
Yeah, we have so many eggs at our house.
Something with her leash or something. I don't know. I bought an 18 pack at Stop and Shop the other day.
My cat's been ill for like the past month. It's just kind of sad. I don't know if I can say what he's ill with on the radio, because it's kind of gross if I start describing it.
Okay, well, let's not talk about this.
It's a little disgusting.
You know, but in general, I did see a dog in Gantry the other day, and it really brightened my day.
Really? Oh, was that the around the track?
Side gym, yeah.
Side gym.
Side gym for life. We don't want to make it cool, so don't go.
Yeah, don't. Now, don't go to the side gym. It smells like.
Also,
it smells like bananas.
Shout out to Becca.
Shout out to Becca Leibowitz if you're listening right now.
She's probably not.
I don't think she. No, she says, gotta give me a few, though. And that's at 9:25, which is 2 minutes ago.
She's
so.
In Denmark.
Yeah, she's in Denmark. She's all the way across the Atlantic, across the pond. It's not 9:27 for her right now. It's 3:27.
Do you think that Ronan listens to the show?
Yeah, he probably does.
He could be listening. He could be like looking it up every week and just hoping that we, you know.
It'll be 2:28 for him right now. It's
2:28 in the afternoon. That's not that bad.
What's going to be? All right, never mind. we'll look past that. Maybe he is. Maybe he's, you know, he's got his phone in. He's on the tube, you know, and just like going to wherever he goes these days. Just listening to Dad Heart Radio. Listen to the show that he helped create.
Did he help create it? Yeah, I guess he helped urge us to do it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so new segment on the show, you know, I think we're going to add it in. I'm going to read a poem aloud. This is a little reflection on our you know, society's relationship with machines and their beauty.
You know, which is really something that we touched on a little bit earlier when we talked about the cement truck.
So this is kind of more of an I would like to, well, hopefully, you know, I haven't read the whole poem, and nor am I good at metaphor. So meta 5.
Meta 16.
Meta 16.
Meta sweet 16.
Anyways, so that was a little bit of poetry there. You know, called meta plus a natural number. Now we transition to a little piece of poetry that we're going to dedicate to that cement truck. It was a good truck. It was spinning. And, you know, our whole nation is built on those cement trucks. So here we go. This is Machines by Michael Donaghy. Dearest, note how the two are alike. This harpsichord pavane by Purcell and the racer's 12-speed bike. The machinery of grace is always simple. The chrome trapezoid, one wheel connected to another of concentric gears, which Plotinus dreamt of and Schwinn perfected, is gone. The cyclist, not the cycle steers. In this playing, Purcell's chords are played away. So this talk or touch, if I were there, should work its effortless gadgetry of love, like Dante's heaven, and melt into the air. If it doesn't, of course, I've fallen. So much is chance. So much agility, desire, and feverish care, as bikelists and harpsichordists prove, who only by moving can balance, only by balancing move.
Wow.
I did an okay job reading that poem.
It wasn't that bad. You didn't stutter?
I didn't stutter that much. Plotinally, that kind of tripped me up, but...
Ptolemy?
Ptolemy.
The
PT really gets me, you know.
It's the tall...
Tall. See, I would have known that had I, you know, made that connection, but, you know, seeing the word spelled out is hard.
I wonder if
it was a good poem. Let's talk about the poem for a second. It's about bikes, I think, mostly.
I think it was about harpsichords and bikes. I don't know. I kind of zoned out after a harpsichord.
You're just like, what is harpsichord? When was harpsichord?
How many was harpsichord?
Harps of who?
Probably harps of why.
Yeah, but it was about bikes. It was about balancing.
Harp said, hey.
I think I really scared much of lower campus by yelling to Jake this morning.
Yelling to me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was over at the other corner of the yard outside of Pearson, and yeah, I did do a good yell. Hey! Hey! So, you know, I'm pretty good at that. It kind of projects well. And,
Charlie, think about the people in Brownsville right now. They don't want to be spilling their coffee.
Hey!
Woo! All right, so
sorry if you spilled your coffee. They probably turned it off. I mean, they have common sense down there.
Yeah. It's like one of these days, like, one of these people are just gonna say something bad.
Okay. Anyways, so we've got a public service announcement for you. Public service announcement number 0, related to, you know, the cement mixer, and then we kind of transitioned to bicycles. And now we're talking about, you know, public service announcement number 0 is kind of implicitly stated, you know, if you're a longtime fan of the show, but don't steal bikes.
Yeah.
Ever.
We've had...
You know, the Dad Heart Radio family, yeah, we've really...
our family has been struck many times by the bike stealing menace. We got me, we got my poor giant little mountain, and then we got Charlie was hit.
Double thieved.
Was double thieved. Was
in the 2014-2015 academic year. I lost 2 bikes, so yeah, rest in peace.
He lost 2 bikes to the scourge.
That is thievery.
That blanketed America. The Danish strudels over there in Denmark thieved a bike away from my girlfriend. They took it from her and she can't get it back now. So I'd urge the bike scourge, if you're out there, show yourself. Come on to the station.
Yeah, come on out. Yeah,
we're gonna be a man and face us.
We're gonna mess yourself. You up. Well, you know, no need to be sexist about the scourge of bike thievery. Men and women can both steal bikes, and both of them are bad.
Those of them are bad. Yeah, woman up or man up or you know, whatever.
It has nothing to do with your gender identification. It's really just about
whatever gender.
You know, have some
up,
courage.
Like up that.
No,
up
no, no. It's not about being more up of a gender. It's about having more courage.
No, but that you'll
wrecked,
you know what I'm saying.
Wrecked,
you know what I'm saying?
Decimated. You know what I'm saying? Public service announcement number 1, the real one. It's about. He's sick now because I destroyed him with my political correctness.
Oh, shit.
It's just correctness.
Oh, no.
Anyways, now it's time for a real public service announcement. And this is very important. You know, winter, we're not out of the hole yet. So, you know, we might have some more winter storms. So this is very important. Blackout emergency preparedness. If electric power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications and the internet shutdown, would you freak out? Yeah. How long would you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. It's a public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford.
WMFO.
In Medford. Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Tufts. Time.
So this is interesting. You know, we go from cement mixer to bicycle to, you know, machines in general, and now we're talking about, you know, can you survive without electricity? And you know, for one thing, I know that this radio station wouldn't be operational, and you know, that'd be a huge bummer town. Train to bummer town, leaving the station right now.
Yep.
All right. We're gonna hope for the best here in terms of some music and. Who knows what this song is going to be?
Would you come down if I were to call your name? Could I calm down if I could recall your name?
to drink the light inside your name. Smoldering motors and singeing trachea. Even if we count the days, would not save us. Even if I get my way, so down that trumpet resonating with your sigh. Often spoke of, but seldom realize. Lust isn't blind though, it's just a simple kind of supple seeing eye dog running into new walls. So you were a kid somewhere with long hair, drinking in a parking lot. You've got your car, you've got your reasons, you got your favorite restaurant. Flesh is shed, eat bread instead, and you'll never thirst again. While I grow old, you
and we wake up from our eternal slumber to, you know,
I was sleeping.
I was kind of taking a quick snooze. Nothing beats the time, though, in late July when we really just did a disservice to this station.
Let it all.
It was a very, very bad show. We were very tired. It was a 7 a.m. show. What were we supposed to do?
It was a 7 a.m. show. We'd stay up late. All night before drinking apple juice, and there was just a lot of apple juice.
It was not. It was bad.
Yeah, it was good.
Regardless, these times are not them, and
we're much more put together now. I think that we've grown as people since those dark days.
I'm straight on my way to 200 pounds.
You're on your way to 200 pounds. I'm on my way to 200 ounces. We're really both, you know, going parallel in those tracks.
You know, 1/16th as fast.
Well, you know, let's not say that. You know, let's not demean my accomplishments. You know, let's.
Well, you just said that your goal is to weigh 12 pounds.
200 ounces. I think it's
12 pounds.
It sounds more.
It's 13.
It sounds more impressive.
3.
It sounds
pounds.
More, it sounds more impressive if you say 200 ounces, because that's a higher number, and I think it really represents, you know, the work that I've put in to get it. This is stop laughing. It's really. I think I've done a lot of work to get to the point where I am. Who's texting us right now? Oh, it's our friend Becca Leibowitz.
What does she say?
Oh, she says she's here. She's here. What does that even mean?
Well, does she want us to say a message aloud on
the
air?
What does she want to say? What? Okay.
And we'll read it aloud in a poetic voice. Tell her to send us a message. In the meantime, we'll get that working, and we're going to play a song that Jake recommended.
Text me a PSA, and we'll do it.
Thank you.
that was a weird song.
Okay. Hey, Becca. It's me.
That's so weird. Do you know what a phone is?
So she wants us to say some Danish facts. We're broadcasting this live to the Brown Brew right now. So if you're listening to Brown Brew, it's time to learn a little bit more about Denmark. People don't say excuse me, and excuse me in Denmark is unskilled when they bump into you. Like they just don't say excuse me.
Well, so then how does she know what the word is?
They literally just bump into you. Well, I assume she used the internet to search it up. Here's another one. Danish children eat with a fork and knife when they come out of the womb. All right.
What? What on earth is that supposed to mean?
They eat with a fork and knife when they like that's what they're doing when they come out of the womb. Like
that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like something they can do I understand that.
I think it might be hyperbole that they eat with a fork and knife quite young.
Yeah, I think it might be like an exaggeration.
That's what hyperbole is. Good.
I was just trying to say more words.
No, you just said worse words.
She also said, that was another one of the things that she texted me. Denmark was the first country to legalize. I don't know if we can say that. I don't know if we can talk about that.
We can. Yeah.
They were the first country to legalize pornography. Good job, Denmark. You know, being forward thinking, forward moving, forward going, forward.
Fine. All right. You know, if you want to call in at any point, you know.
Yeah, you know, just
WMFO listener line is 617-627-3800. And hopefully the show will be at the same time, you know, following this week because the new schedule comes out next week. And, you know, I only did 3 volunteer hours, so hoping for the best here.
Oh, we also have an AIM screen name.
It's not true. It's defunct.
It's defunct? Oh, well, it was.
As is AIM.
We should have a iChat. We should have MSN Messenger. We should have
I love Microsoft.
We should have a chat room. We should have live stream.
Alright, are you just saying words now? Okay. We're gonna play this song and we don't know what it's gonna sound like.
People don't call them Danishes, they call them pastries in Denmark.
They call them nations. Okay. Enough.
Nations.
Here's a song.
Anyway.
All right, that was fun. That was kind of about, you know, running. Anyways, we're getting towards the end of the show here today, and
that's true. We are. It's too bad, but I think we're gonna have to leave.
Anyways, any thoughts for us?
Yeah. Do we?
Just in general.
Life is meaningless, and
wow.
You're not doing the right thing. Stop now. Have a good morning.
That's a little bit dark, but I think the point's well taken that, you know, we fall into habits and it's very easy to just continue with them, right? The inertia of your life, you kind of just move on and you've kind of fallen into like a, in mathematics, we would call this a local maximum, right? So we've kind of fallen in and we think that we're, you know, we've peaked or we've gotten to a good spot. But it's going to take us a bit of energy to like move out of those habits and get ourselves to a, you know, a new peak in terms of our lives here. So what you need to do is, you know, so Jake said, you know, you're doing the wrong thing.
No, you're,
and you probably are doing the wrong thing in some aspect of your life. So, you know, reevaluate the habits you have.
No,
because
I'm
our habits.
I'm being serious. You know, you just you it's just not it's
everything
not
you're doing is the wrong
Everything's
thing.
Everything's you're just wrong. Just come on now. get it right.
This is a nice homage to the Seinfeld episode where George, you know, he says he's going to do opposite things.
Yeah, that's true.
And he gets the opposite of what he would order, you know, for his sandwich. And then it turns out that the woman right next to him, who's really attractive, is like, oh, I just got the same thing. And then they hit it off.
Chicken salad.
Yeah, he'll get the chicken salad on pumpernickel. True. And then he, you know, it works out well for him.
There were a lot of people that apparently tried the George method. They're like, oh yeah, like I got nothing else to lose, you know, might as well just like do everything. And then like probably like a lot of them like quit their jobs and like went homeless after like a while because you can't like not work, you know. You can't just like go out and just be like Yes Man by Jim Carrey. Like you can't just like go around and like learn Korean like with like your time. You can't say yes to everything. That's not
okay,
how life
well,
works.
I think that doing what you're currently doing and saying yes to everything are not necessarily, you know.
So not how
you
it
can't
works.
You can't equate those two things.
You can't just go for like early morning runs where you just like take pictures while you're running. It's not how it works. That's a joke for anyone who's caught that great 2007 film Yes Man featuring Jim Carrey.
Yes Man was not a particularly good movie.
No, it really wasn't. It was okay. But it's a good thought
experiment.
I've
got the Oscar fever. Sorry, that's a song. It's about the Oscars.
I'm not even watching the Oscars this year.
I don't care about the Oscars.
Dumb.
Anyways. Do we have anything else to say, or should we just leave?
Did Becca text me any more fun Danish facts after the people don't call Danish pastries? Nah. She said, sorry, my fun facts were apparently not that fun. You know, don't say that about yourself. Your facts were very fun. I had a lot of fun reading them. And
it was a fun segment
for
the show.
Fun segment for the show.
We needed that segment. We were floundering, and now we, you know.
We got three good facts about Denmark. You know, that's
it's more than I could.
That's more than I could name.
Moving on, we're gonna leave. I'm done with this show.
Okay.
You know, this could be the last time that I'm ever on WMFO at 9:54 a.m. And you know, cherish these last moments where you're listening to you know, WMFO in Medford feat me and Jake.
It's me, Jake.
That's me.
It's
all
me.
Right, we're gonna hand it off to the machines here, and so you know that ties together the full theme of today's show, which was machines. And you know, make sure that you're not a machine in your day to day life. You know, break out of your shell. Walk sign is off.
Also, you know, check your skin for metal and like circuitry.
Check your skin for
just check under there. Just peel it up
for incorrectly shaped moles. Moles should be circular. Moles should not be larger than a dime. And moles should be normally colored. I think Dr. Chung, my pediatrician, told me that. So the last time I went to the doctors was probably 4 years ago. Please send help. My cholesterol is ? levels. We don't know. Anyways,
we
this
will
is
never
us
know.
Signing off. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. That's Freeform Radio.
Reevaluate your life.
We want the airwaves.
time last.